Now, boys and girls, I want you to imagine that you're going on a journey, that maybe it's next week sometime, and you're maybe going to see someone. Maybe you're going to see your mum, or maybe you're going to see your granny or your granda. Maybe it's your uncle, and they live very, very far away. I'm from Newton Ards, and whenever I go to see relatives, I'll have to go very, very far away for Christmas. Now, if you were going to see someone and you knew where you were, where they lived, but you didn't know how to get there, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? If you knew where you were going, maybe the name of the place, but you didn't know how to get there, what would you do? Yes, Boyd?
Signs.
Yes, that's right. You would use the signs. But maybe if you weren't all that good at reading, maybe you would do something else. Maybe you would ask your dad to stop and ask directions, wouldn't you, if he was driving in the car? So you would maybe ask directions, and you would ask the right roads to take, maybe the right way to take, eventually so that you would meet or you would go where you were going, and you would make sure you wouldn't get lost. But you know what some of the older people, do you know what they would do? If they were going somewhere and they didn't know, they would get a road map. They would get a road map. You know, if you were over 50, you would probably get a road map. If you're under 50, you might be a little bit more trendy. You might get a sat-nav instead. But if you're over 50, you might get a road map. And you know what a road map is, boys and girls? A road map, it just tells you the right road signs to go. And I'm sure you know maybe of that sign that I'm holding up. But you know, the people in our story today, they didn't have a sat-nav, and they didn't even have a road map. They only had something very, very big up in the sky, and they had what was called a star. Of course, I'm sure you've seen a star up in the sky, because the story today that we want to look at is about the wise men. Remember the wise men? They were from very, very far away in the east. In fact, they lived in a place called Babylon. And you know, boys and girls, how far these wise men, how far they lived away from where they were going. They lived very, very far away. I wonder, have you ever been to a place called Dublin? Have you ever been to a place called Dublin? Put up your hands, mum and dad as well, put up your hands if you've ever been to a place called Dublin. I'm sure if you're going on holiday, yeah, most of us have been to Dublin. And I'm sure most of you remember that it's very, very far away, really far away. Well, do you know how far these men travelled from Babylon to Jerusalem? It was like going from here, from Londonderry to Dublin and back again. And of course, if that wasn't far enough, then going to Dublin and back again twice. So they would have made that journey. Do you know how far these men would have travelled from Babylon to Jerusalem? They would have travelled between 500 and 600 miles. And they didn't have a car to do it either. So they would have taken them a very, very long time indeed. But most people actually believe that it took them 9 months to come from Babylon in the east to Jerusalem. And of course, whenever they were coming to Jerusalem, they weren't following a road map, they were following a star. But these wise men, whenever they came to Jerusalem and they arrived in Jerusalem, they asked a question to a really, really wicked man. This man, he was called Herod. And Herod was the king that day. He was king over all of the land, over all of the land of Judea. And they asked Herod a big question. They said, see this person that we're following the star to, this king, this new king, the king of the Jews, the Lord Jesus Christ, where is he? Where is he? These wise men, they came and they asked Herod a question. But you can imagine Herod, the king of that day, and all of a sudden these people, they make a big journey, 600 miles to Jerusalem, and they're saying, we've heard about a new king. He's been born in and around here. We're not exactly sure where he is. A star has led us here. Where's this new king? Well, you know, if you were the king, you would be a wee bit miffed about this, wouldn't you? You'd be thinking, I'm out of a job. I'm going to lose my throne. And as I said, this king, he was a very wicked man. So he began to be worried about this new king who was being born and maybe perhaps would take over his throne. And you know, this king, this was nothing new to this king. Because this king, whenever he was younger and he was trying to rule, you know what he did? Do you know what he did when he was worried that he might lose his throne to his sons? He actually killed them. He killed some of his sons because he was worried that they would take the throne from him. And this king, as I said, he was a very hard man. So you imagine all the people around Jerusalem, they're now beginning to wonder, what's going to happen? Here's this new king. He's terrified. He's coming, our king, King Herod. He's wondering, what's going to happen to me? And so the people of Jerusalem, as well as Herod, they were really, really scared about this new king who the wise men came to see. So this king, King Herod, do you know what he did? He hatched a plan. He thought to himself, well, I'm going to find out where this new king is being born. So do you know what he did? He gathered together some very, very smart men called scribes. And he said to them, would you find out where this star is going to take these wise men? You see, these scribes, they would have known their Bible really well. They actually would have known their Old Testament Bible really well. That part of the Bible that's actually very, very difficult to read and understand. And you know how well the scribes would have known their Bibles? Would he hear this? The verse that was read at the beginning in Micah chapter 5 verse 2, where it speaks about the Lord who would come and would be born in Bethlehem and would be a leader and a shepherd of Israel. Do you know what they did? They quoted that. They quoted that word perfect to the king. And they told King Herod exactly where this new king would come from. And you know, that's a wonderful thing, boys and girls, because the Bible actually predicted where the Lord Jesus was going to be born 400 years before he was even born. So boys and girls, that reminds us mums and dads as well, that we can trust the Bible. The Bible predicted that the Lord Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. And of course, where was he born? He was born in Bethlehem. So Herod, he asked the scribes, where's this new king going to be born? And of course, the scribes, they quoted Micah 5, and they said he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Well, you know, Herod, as I said, he was a very, very wicked man indeed. And you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to kill this new king. He wanted to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. So he came to the wise men, and you know what he did? He said to the wise men, I want you to go to Bethlehem to follow that star, to tell me where that star is going to arrive and where this new king's going to be born, just exactly where he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And see, whenever you go and you worship him and you come back, I'll go from Jerusalem to Bethlehem and I will worship this new king too. But of course he wouldn't do that, would he? He was lying to them. He wanted to get rid of this new king. That's right, he wanted to get rid of this new king. And you might think to yourself, that's a terrible thing, isn't it? A new king who was born, just a little child at that time, and King Herod wanted to get rid of him. But you know, boys and girls, sadly, there are people just like Herod today, because they don't want the Lord Jesus Christ to be king of their lives. And it reminds us, and it reminds us also, mums and dads, that we shouldn't be like Herod. We shouldn't want to push the Lord Jesus Christ out of our lives. So the wise men here, they're in Jerusalem, and they've got their instructions. They're going to go to Bethlehem. They're going to follow the star to find this new king. And so they left Jerusalem, and as I said, they saw a star up in the sky, and they followed that star to Bethlehem. And of course, as I said, this star, this was their roadmap. They didn't have a roadmap in those days. They followed the star, and the star led them all the way to Bethlehem. And then, of course, the star not only led them to Bethlehem, but the star did something very special. The star then stopped just over the Lord Jesus' house, where Mary and Joseph were, and it stopped over their house, and it then showed directly where the Lord Jesus, this new king, was born. And the wise men then, they had made this very, very long trip, all the way from Babylon, 600 miles, and they have now come to their final destination. And as I said, it took them about 9 months from leaving Babylon to come now to Bethlehem. And whenever they went in and they saw this new king, boy, they were excited. He was only a wee baby. He was only just a child at that stage. But they were very excited. But they were also very humbled. And you know what they did when they saw this new king, the Lord Jesus, just there as a child? They got down on their knees and they worshipped this new king. And it reminds us that just like the wise men, just like the wise men, at this busy Christmas time, this is how we should be treating and viewing the Lord Jesus. We should be worshipping him, bowing down before him. And I wonder, boys and girls and mums and dads, are you like the wise men? Are you bowing down? Are you worshipping the king? Is the Lord Jesus, is he king of your life? The Lord Jesus, is he king of your life? Of course, that wasn't the only thing that they did. Do you remember what else they did? They brought presents, didn't they, for this new king? They brought him presents of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they gave these very, very expensive gifts, and they gave them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to even challenge those of you who are Christians, just like these wise men, as they presented their gifts to the Lord Jesus. You know, that's the wonderful thing about you. You're different. You're different to every person. We all have different gifts. And I wonder, like these wise men, boys and girls, are you giving your gifts to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, these wise men, they worshipped the king, and then they gave him their presents. And of course, then they were going to go back, weren't they, to Jerusalem to tell Herod that they had found this new king. But you know, when they were about to start their journey, they were asleep, and the Lord did something. Whenever they were asleep, the Lord then spoke to these wise men in a dream. And while they were making their very, very long journey home to Babylon, the Lord told them in a dream that they weren't to go back to Jerusalem because of Herod's bad plan. They weren't to go back and tell Herod about the Lord Jesus, where exactly he was born, and how he was born in Bethlehem. So, boys and girls, you remember, whenever you're making maybe a big, long journey this Christmas, you remember that you're probably not going to travel as far as the wise men. And you remember the big, long journey that they made, 500-600 miles all the way from Babylon to come and worship the new king. I trust the Lord will bless those little thoughts to you today. We're going to close our service by